arms. It is time to shoot your favorite confetti cannon because welcome to this show. And if you're like, who the hell is this broad and what show are we talking about? I'm Jess and you are now listening to the Babe AF podcast. You know, babe as fuck, my second favorite F word besides Friday. So what you're going to find here is amazing tips and tricks on how to be the most confident version of yourself. Amazing dedicated time to celebrate yourself, especially when it involves confetti. And you'll be learning from or about amazing trailblazing babes of their time in their business. So I get to sit down and either teach you guys about some amazing women in history or sit down with the best babes in their industry that are blazing trails, doing amazing things, and who just really love what they're doing. And I cannot wait to share all of this with you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been a longtime listener, what up, bitches? If you're brand new, I'm so, so happy that you're here. So have a seat, get cozy, let's fucking go. Hey babes, welcome back to what I have affectionately started to call Fun Friday. And today's episode is based on this cute little book that I got a while ago, and I honestly don't even know where it came from, but I am doing this in three parts. Now, this is a little handheld book. Literally, it's probably about 3x3. Very small, tiny, easy for you to take along with you. If you find it, I'll actually see if I can find it and link it in the show notes just so you guys can have it as well, because today I'm going to go over the first third, roughly, of 98 things a woman should do in her lifetime. And with this week being a little bit wonky, I say that because I took a weekend trip to Houston to try and get Taylor Swift tickets last weekend. Didn't get them. It was a very fun adventure though. And so I feel like leading into this episode, and I literally have had this book for so long, it literally is like waterlogged, wrinkled. If you've ever had a book get water on it, you know how the pages are like kind of stuck together and wrinkly. Well, here's the deal. This is what this little handheld book is for me. So, I'm so excited to share this with you. It is 98 things a woman should do in her lifetime. And I've been looking at this book so often, like I've said, and so I think it'd be a good time to give you guys a little boost of encouragement for a couple of reasons. It's spring. We're almost at summer. Everyone adventures over the summer, but I want you to take control of the way in which you adventure. What you do, how you feel, reflect on how it actually makes you feel. Because, for instance, the weekend trip that I took with my friend Amanda, we did our damnedest to try and get Taylor Swift tickets because Friday night show had some pretty much up until Taylor went on at about 8 o'clock. And so we thought we were going to be equally as lucky, but we're not about to spend $3,000 per ticket. So we went to a really cool bar called The Rustic that had a live band playing. The food was really good. The drinks were great. And we just really did our best. And honestly, it was good to get out of town. I know I've been in and out of town recently a lot, actually, more than I probably have been in probably years previously. But this was different. This was like a, hey, I'm going to go try and do this. Do you want to come along with me? And I really enjoyed it. I got to sleep in a hotel bed. I got to hang out with one of my friends that like is Chris's friend from college. So it was really good to kind of spend time and learn more about her on a one-on-one basis. Not that we really don't ever do that, but we really never do that. So it was fun for us to be able to have that time together. So Amanda, thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited. But 98 things a woman should do in her lifetime invites you to enjoy simple pleasures brimming with compassion, humor, and spirituality while saving a trip to the therapist's office. It can help you live out your adventurous fantasies with outrageous style. That is literally just the back of the book. And this is a book by Rebecca Shardy, S-H-A-R-D-Y. So adorably enough, The dedication is to my mother's death-defying heart, which knew how to soar above all world of limitations, and to my mother and muse, and to my mentor and muse, Iris Trachsel, T-R-A-C-H-S-E-L, who taught me to never look down when you're crossing the high wire of life. How cute. Okay, so I'm probably going to do 30 of these at a time, depending upon how quickly they go. Maybe it'll just be a two-parter and we'll just split it in half at 50, really just depending upon how far we get into the weeds. Okay, actually, it's not too bad. So I'm honestly just going to list them out. And if one or two of them kind of suit my fancy, I will elaborate if I need to. Okay. Allow your chewy, salty heart to be marinated in the tender juices of a younger man's obsession. Well, we are starting off with a bang, if you will. Okay. Moving on. Number two, run for office, win, and then resign in a grand gesture of moral indigestion. Ride a train through Europe, better yet, the Orient Express. Note to self, get a passport. Say grace to the goddess. Vote from lust. Tell Richard Simmons just to shut up and sit down. Paint a mural of your imagined past lives. I wonder where this mural is going to be. Hopefully just on a canvas and you hang it in your office and not necessarily a whole wall. But you know what? If you want to do a whole wall, go right ahead. Buy a pair of castanets and learn to use them. Note to self, what the fuck is a castanet? Sing to a child, literally whenever I FaceTime my niece. Sing to a dying parent. That's sad. And I'm sorry if you're going through that. Order a whole Peking duck when dining out alone. I don't think I like duck, but if you do, have at it. Cultivate savoir-faire, an effortless knack for saying or doing just the right thing in any situation. Go a month without shaving your legs. If you're from the northern part of the country, you know this life already. Buy a really expensive, well-made pair of boots. I actually found some at an antique store a year or so ago, and you guys see me wear them all the time. So I highly recommend, but also new ones are fun too. They're just kind of difficult to break in. Write your own erotica. This is honestly not what I anticipated this to be. If you're lucky, learn to do one good impression, say of Clint Eastwood. Well, do you feel lucky, punk? Release one grudge a month. That is number 17, and that is one that you probably need to circle and work on. No judgment, just saying that out loud for myself. Organize a day spa for women living at domestic violence shelter with the services donated from a local beauty college. Oh my God, how cute. Audition for community theater. That would be interesting to see how that goes. Get published. Hashtag working on it. Number 21, teach someone besides a child to read. That is beautiful. Invent a punch that will raise eyebrows and lower inhibitions. May or may not include libations. Go team. 23. Don't indulge in one judgmental thought for an entire day. Okay, an hour. Learn a few choices, phrases in French or Russian to use when flirting or angry. Stay in a convent for a week. Number 25. I've actually already done this. When I was in high school, I did a trip to DC with my Catholic Church youth group, and we stayed in a convent. It was an old nunnery and convent right around the Capitol, and we did a walk there in March of 1999. It was lovely. Had a good time. 26, ride a motorcycle alone across the Nevada desert. Please make sure that you are a trained motorcycle rider first. Make wine from dandelions growing in your backyard and send them to the CEO of Greener Chemical Lawns Incorporated. Huh. Okay. 28. Start a wild rumor that something wonderful will happen later this year. Squeeze a cute fireman because it's, quote, public hero appreciation day. That's funny. Learn to belly dance and integrate into your lovemaking. Well, that's a
twisty turny situation.
31, apply for a scholarship to an art, literary, or spiritual retreat that intrigues you. 32, design a picnic around aphrodisiacs, raw oysters, champagne, rose petal jam on chocolate fingers, then whisper in another's ear the sensual images that passing clouds suggest. Be someone's fairy godmother, wand optional. I highly encourage a crown. Write an unauthorized biography of your family, including embarrassing photos, a tribute to the infamous black sheep, and your favorite recipes. That's number 34, and I freaking love it. Serve something flambé. I do like a creme brulee. On the hottest day in August, donate matinee tickets to a movie in an air-conditioned theater to kids living in a homeless shelter. Stop it, that's so cute. Develop a substantial cackle big enough to grow into as you age. A cackle is a giggle with seniority. I have one, and it oftentimes involves a snort. 38, flirt with a stewardess just for the hell of it. Parentheses, it's nicer than air rage. Conquer one fear each year. How about we move that up to 1 month if you're feeling sassy? Number 40, play the saxophone or cello or learn at least one aerial or gospel song. 41, interview 3 plastic surgeons and tell them why your body flaws are precious to you. That's cute. Refuse to settle down. Yeah. Wear a fedora in public. Literally love a wide brim hat. Wear one often, actually. Tell only the truth to a child. Number 45, tell the waitress at Denny's that the lines on her palm indicate she is destined for greatness. That's cute. Whisper your darkest secrets to a beloved tree. Yeah. 47. Let someone make love to you in a fragrant field of sweet grass at dusk in late summer. Sorry, I just had a flashback. Just kidding. 48. Write an old rival to tea and talk frankly about the past and the present. Number 49, learn to recognize at least one constellation year-round. Number 50, rent a luxury hotel room for a night alone. All right, so do we want to keep going? This actually isn't too bad. Okay, we will, so that is like a full episode. So just kidding, it's not going to be a couple parts. It's actually just going to be one big shebang, and then I will list out the book and the show notes and point out a couple of my favorite ones, because I'm not going to put 98 things into a show notes situation. So maybe we will just use it as a series. I love it. Okay. Maybe it'll be part of the Unfuckery Chronicles coming up that just launched this week. So number 51, bring fried chicken and potato salad to the exhausted ER crew that has to work on the 4th of July. Adopt a hairstyle you know everyone will hate, but you like anyway. Basically the one I have all the time, because everyone is so fickle about having their bangs on their head. I love it. I never have to pluck my eyebrows. It's a good time. Grow at least 3 Victorian flowers, like peonies, lox, and foxglove, to make a lovely nosegay. Look up what the word nosegay is. Oh, Buckley has entered the chat. Hello, sir. Look up the definition of nosegay and use it in a sentence. That was number 3 to number 54, and I love it. Okay, learn the names in at least one tradition of Native Americans that originally lived near your home. Make friends with silence and solitude without having to get sick first. Oh, dear. Okay, you're right. Write a love letter that you know has the power to change someone's life. Burn a CD with music you wanted to play at your wake or funeral. Baffle generations to come by including the rap song, I Like Big Butts. This book was published while people were still burning CDs, so you can always make a playlist on Amazon or Spotify. Cry in the rain. Accept your luminous, imitable talents. Rent a car for an hour at a local racetrack. Interesting. Remember, life is too short for ironing non-fat dairy creamer and regret of any kind. Unless you're lactose intolerant, don't hurt your belly. Learn how to make a decadent chocolate mousse with tofu. Write an autobiography about the life you didn't choose. That's a good one. Smuggle good scotch into your or someone else's dad. Oh, smuggle good scotch to your or someone else's dad in the nursing home. Start a food fight. Oh my God, I had one in college. They're so much fun. Showcase a hobby that you feel passionate about on public access cable television. Practice telepathy with your cat. Number 69, change one thing about your life that you've accepted. Number 70, accept one thing about your life that you've tried to change. Have a nude portrait done by a sensitive female photographer. I highly recommend a boudoir shoot. I've done a couple of them. Go gray for a month. Or just go gray. I added that one in myself. 73, dance under a full moon with a gaggle of cackling women. Oh my God, I love a coven. Let's do it. 74, read a book on astrophysics or molecular biology from cover to cover. Realize you are not merely your body. Oh my God, say it again for those in the back that can't hear or have the volume down low. Realize you are not merely your body. Thank you so much. Create a comfort station at work or home stocked with things you love. Jujubes, cucumber hand cream, cherry blossom tea, and a special letter or picture. Create an altar in honor of your female ancestor and mentors. Write 3 haiku poems about your most amazing, horrible, and baffling sexual experiences. Frame them for your boudoir. Be the boss of someone who is bigger and has a deeper voice than you. Rent a tuxedo. Number 81, explore your inner pagan by creating your own seasonal rituals. At the spring equinox, detox with a juice fast, sauna, or deep muscle massage. I'm a member of the Hot Works gym studio, and I love it. So if you want one more often, I recommend. At the summer solstice, hire a manicurist to give pedicures to you and 4 friends while your pampered clatch sips mint juleps. Is clatch another word for your mouth? I don't know. Oh, just the gang. At the fall equinox, organize a black clad beatnik poetry reading with themes of rain, disillusion, and romance. Number 85, at winter solstice, plant a circle of globed candles on a snowdrift and make wishes every night until they burn out. Oh my God. Number 86, do Stevie Nicks on karaoke sober. You don't have to tell me 2 times. Read James Joyce to telemarketers. That's funny. Please don't read them to me when I call you about marketing space on a popular real estate website. Stick your nose where it doesn't belong to stop child, human, or animal abuse. Yes, please. Eschew a job for a career. ESCHEW. Eschew a career for a life. I don't know what eschew means. Buy one significant piece of original art. Have one hanging in my house. My girly friend, Brooke, painted it. 92, kiss a girl. Welcome to college in the 2000s. 93, lead a protest or commit an act of civil disobedience. Please do not get arrested. We don't have time to come get you. Please be smart about your choices. Okay, 94, forgive the unforgivable. Embrace change. Oh my God, there's 3 more. 96, drop cable to spend money on a $50 bottle of champagne each month. But keep your internet. You have shit to do. 97, abandon self-doubt. And the last one. Give birth to your heart's deepest desire and develop postnatal amnesia about the pain so you can do it again. Oh my God, this was such a cute little book. I love it so much. And I hope that maybe you'll start to write down adventures for yourself. You know that I love for you guys to at least challenge yourself once a month with something new or doing something by yourself. So this is a good way to kick off the month of May, and I'm so excited you guys are here. Please feel free to check in and listen to any of the previous episodes or share them with your friends, especially this episode for a woman or someone that needs a little boost in what direction they want to head in or how they're feeling if they're stuck in a rut and need a little encouragement. I'm here to help you out with that. So thanks for tuning in to Fun Friday, and I'll see you back next time. Talk to you soon. Toodles, and I love you. All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.